Under normal circumstances, today would be payday for many federal employees. But those who have been furloughed due to the partial government shutdown won't be getting a check yet. And for Arizonans, both in rural and urban areas, that will not be easy to manage. The Front Terrace Desk correspondents fanned out across the state to see what the impact of missing that first check will have on Arizonans. We begin our report on the Navajo Nation in Loup with Laurel Morales.
Head Start teacher Maxine Jensen sits on a tiny plastic blue chair working on a number puzzle with a group of four-year-olds. Jensen says she hopes to be paid, but she doesn't know what to expect. The shutdown has exacerbated the Navajo's already shrinking Head Start program. Since people are so spread out on the rural reservation and there are no buses available, the program doesn't have the enrollment numbers it needs to stay open.
I have 12 now. We're supposed to have 15, and we can't seem to get enough children because of the distance.
During the 2013 shutdown, many Head Start centers ran out of funds, but this go-around, Congress funded the program through the end of the year. On the Navajo Nation, unemployment rates hover around 50%, so often that federal paycheck has to stretch beyond the immediate family to support the extended family. Tony Robbins is a natural resources manager for the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Tuba City.
My coworkers, we live from paycheck to paycheck, which is hit hard here.
Robbins says he has enough to get by without one paycheck, but take away another and he'll be hurting.
There's been, somewhat lower morale within our workforce, but the feeling that we are kind of being held hostage, that takes a toll on our workforce too, so.
He says especially when the president says there will be no cost of living raises. I'm Laurel Morales reporting from the Navajo Nation.
And I'm Matthew Casey in Gilbert, where air traffic controller Scott Carnes lives in a big house with his family. Carnes just got home from work at Sky Harbor International Airport, and his final shift of the week starts later tonight. So Carnes is using the downtime to put the last pieces of his Christmas village back in their styrofoam boxes.
This is the unfun part.
Musical instruments sit in the room where Carnes is working. They're used by his son and twin daughters.
He does drum lessons. My daughter does piano lessons. They also do gymnastics, so they're very active, which all costs money.
Except there is no money coming in right now. Carnes' wife is also a federal employee.
We loaded up on groceries a couple days ago and are just going to ride it out and see what happens.
The kids don't know that, like Robbins, mom and dad won't be getting paid on Tuesday. In fact, Carnes got a paycheck stub yesterday. The amount? $0, which is no comfort.
We're trying to keep them sheltered from it for now. But if that thing continues, we're going to have to start making some adjustments. So
Carnes says the family finances will be okay through the end of the month.
But I think when February hits, that's when the mortgage is due, so car payments due.
But no matter how scary things get, Carnes can't let it affect his work as an air traffic controller.
You have lives at stake on airplanes, and you can't make mistakes.
Carnes says he's not big into politics, and he doesn't feel like a pawn in a giant chess match over funding for a border wall. As the local union representative, he just wants a paycheck for his co-workers in the Federal Aviation Administration and himself. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, reporting from Gilbert.